Why did Baba create so much suffering for himself? The fasting and such a so much difficulty,
he did,
pain,
physical pain.
What did that? He said he did that for his work.
Yeah.
So why? How was it his work? What was it accomplishing?
We don't know. He used to tell us that don't see that there is no noise around, see that I am not disturbing my universal work and all that. But I personally, being with him all the time, most of the time, I still don't know what his universal work is.
He
never told us. But he had just hinted once. And from that, our conjecture is, he had once told us when he's about to pass away from our midst that all this that I have undergone, and in spite of my frail health and all that, I continue with this universal work of mine. And to such an extent that he would just go on, you know, in the last years, you see, he would just sit there and we could hear. Like that, you'd do all that. We could hear the banging. See, it pains me here. So he was more frail than what I am now.
Yeah.
So we could hear all this. This is, do you mean to say that I'm just fooling away and whiling away my time like that?
Well,
it's a great work I'm doing. And then he spoke this out. Spoke out means to gesture. He said, you will see the result of this work. The little ones will come. Yeah, from all parts of the world. Not wanting anything. But for love. Love for my love. And they'll be coming here. You will see. Each one will be like a gem. You know, this is the sign for gem. You know, you have the ring there and the gem. Each one will be like a gem.
Yeah.
And they will just come here for me. And you'll see. So, from that it means his universal work is nothing but to draw the hearts to him. That's all.
For
all this he underwent. The privations, the silence that he kept, the physical hardships and all that sort of thing, rubbing shoulders on the streets and like that. The contacts, links, connections, like that. Physical contact has greater impact. Because we who are in the gross world here, the greatest importance is that touch is there, the contact is there, physical contact, physical, form to form. So he came in form, he informed himself so that he can help the formed humanity there who are in form. That's how it is. That's our conjecture. Nobody knows what other work. Then for us it appears like that, but there are people on the other planes of consciousness. Then first plane, second plane, third plane, fourth plane of involution of consciousness. So for each one, he is there. For each one. Yeah. Why I need to go through that phase called Manonash? Have you heard that in New Life? Manonash means annihilation of the mind.
Manonash, l'annullamento della mente.
Why? Did he want his mind to be annihilated? No, he has the universal mind. Why did he have to go through all that? So that he can give a push to those who are prepared for it, or who are preparing for it, to help them out from that. It's like that. He one day gave us a good example. He said, I come here and I suffer, and I share your suffering. Just as a person who is going on foot with a huge heavy load on his head. Suppose if I am capable of just blowing off, the whole burden goes off there. So he would say, well, what happened all of a sudden is my all possession is there. Why is it like that? Who has taken it? What? He's much distressed. He's much distressed. But in my, with my kind heart, loving heart, compassionate heart, I want to unburden him. But he doesn't like it. Because that's not what he wants. He wants to have the burden, but at the same time he doesn't want to carry the burden. So I just go there and say, you're going that way, I'm also going that way, may I help you? So I take the burden a little on my shoulder and then hand it over to him. Then I take it and then I hand it. So that's how I take. So anything and everything that I wish to do, you don't want me to do. It is like that. I want my nazar is on you all. Then he gave another figure. You may have heard in in Baba's sayings and conversations the word nazar. My nazar is on you. Have you heard that? My nazar. You may have seen like that. My gaze. Nazar means the sight. My gaze. I keep an eye on you. You say, I have my eye on you. That's what we say colloquially, isn't it?
Huh?
No, my eye. Colloquial term.
Yes.
I have an eye on you.
Yeah, keep an eye.
Yeah, keep an eye. Yeah. So that's how. That, what literal translation is that? So now he gives us a very good figure to that. One day we are all seated over there. How he keeps his eye on us? The whole hall was filled with people, men, women, children, babies were there and all that. They singing program going on. In this very hall it happened. He's enjoying the music and the singing that is going on. He appreciates it. Once in a while he cracks a humorous joke or something like that. Sometimes he gives the pearls also he throws out of sayings and his messages and discourses. Everything, the atmosphere is charged with his presence, in short. But all the time, there was a lady seated over here, where the cushion is. Baba could see that. The singers are there. And that baby is in mother's arm. All the time tries to wriggle its way out of mother's. So naturally, time and again, there will be that shrieks and this and cry and all that. And mother is embarrassed and all the more hugs the baby and all that. So Baba after a while says, why do you hold the baby? Let it loose. I was like that too. I want to be let loose. Let it allow it to crawl. Yeah, what's there in that? Leave it. Well, that's natural. To us it appeared as if, well, less disturbance, you see. So the child went from one place to another, bothers this person, and goes to Baba's there, and crawls there, and Baba plays with his toes, allows the child to hold the toe, and then takes it out and gives them like that, and then this, and all goes on. The child goes on crawling. And people's attention is on Baba, of course, and yes, goes on, music goes on and all that. A time did come when the child, after having played all around and all that, starts to crawl and just takes its way out and is there on the threshold. And it's there, going in. So immediately, Baba immediately signals to that woman, says, go, see what's happening there. It will fall down and hurt itself. So then what happens is, that the mother runs and picks the child up. As soon as the child is picked up, starts shrieking. Because it's disturbed from it what it wants. But it was good that the mother went there to rescue. So Baba says, it's a good example of my nazar on you. When I say my nazar is on you, know well that at that time, you feel as if that whatever you wish to do, some hindrance is there. But I save you from a disaster.
You follow me.
No matter what you want to do, I save you from your disaster.
So when we scream the loudest.
Huh?
When we scream the loudest.
Yeah, when we see that, when his nazar is on me, you, then you scream the loudest. That's what
you do.